meeting people who have what I need. So I, in our space, I help investors find great operators by me just networking and finding great operators. And I could meet an operator and love them to death. And when they email me their underwriting, I'm like, oh no, 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 no. Love you, but no. But the first thing is to meet those people and have them trust you enough to, you know, share underwriting or something with you. But just breaking bread with people, getting to feel their energy, getting to meet them and chat with them.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another episode of our Investing Shorts, and I'm so excited to welcome back Melanie McDaniel to the show. Melanie, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here.
Absolutely. So, everyone, today, we're going to talk about something that is just absolutely so critical in real estate and in life, and that is networking. So, Melanie, tell us a little bit about, you know, networking and how and why that's been important for you in your journey as an investor, as a real estate career person, et cetera.
Well, we can say the nerdy thing, networking is your net worth, although nerdy as it sounds, it is so true because it doesn't matter what business you're in, whether you're in real estate or you're a doctor, maybe, or whatever you are, like relationships, we are humans interacting with humans, and we all want that human experience. We're balls of energy, and we trade energy, and we just need to be in community. So networking, I would say, is intentional relationship building, right? So when you go to a networking event, it's not just to go drink cocktails and maybe meet someone that has the same interest in you. Typically, we go to a networking event to meet people who have what we need and provide a service or something to people who need what we have, and it should be an exchange. So networking and building relationships has been, I mean, huge. I mean, how else do you meet people in the quantity of who's going to show up at a networking event or a conference or a meetup or a RIA or wherever it is you're meeting the people you need in real estate, where the intent is to go and talk about business, right? Because if you just go to the bar randomly, you're going to go there, network, and talk to random strangers, they may have zero interest in real estate, right? So networking is a place to go find a concentrated area of people who are into what you're into and actually want to talk about it.
Seriously, good words. Because I mean, as much as you and I love talking about real estate, definitely it's not the favorite topic, you know, a lot of the people that I hang out with all the time. So yeah, we need to network so that we can make that happen. And like, what is it that happens for you? You know, like what kinds of things can come about in networking? Like what is the juice that comes out of that?
Well, meeting people who have what I need. So I, in our space, I help investors find great operators by me just networking and finding great operators. And I could meet an operator and love them to death. And when they email me their underwriting, I'm like, oh no, 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 no. Love you, but no.
Yeah.
But the first thing is to meet those people and have them trust you enough to, you know, share underwriting or something with you. But just breaking bread with people, getting to feel their energy, getting to meet them and chat with them naturally. I mean, when I go to a networking event, I have a coach for this space I'm in now, and he always is like, don't stab people with your business card, right? So the networking don't do is to just go and try to meet as many people as you can and not really connect with them. So when I am networking with people, I usually set an intention for the purpose of that networking event, whether it's to find an operator, to find a lender, to find investors, whatever it is, I kind of set that intention before I go. So when I'm talking to people, I know who I'm talking to and how to talk to them and interact with them and, you know, what to share about what I do. So we can come to a conclusion that is either useful, let's meet another day, or hey, it's nice meeting you. You're probably not my vibe. Probably won't tell somebody that, but you know, at least I'll go find someone else in the room. So, but yeah, I mean, during COVID, it kind of went digital, which was amazing, by the way. It's the silver lining to this whole COVID mess is that I got to meet a ton of people nationwide that had I gone to a RIA in every state, you know, it would have taken me a lot of time and a lot of money. But I'm digging these online meetups. But once I've kind of connected with people through all of 2021 and the end of 2020, when things were starting to lift, I would make it a point to go meet these people in person. I just think it's so important to get in the flesh of people. And you, I still haven't met you in the flesh, but I can't wait till we can one day. But this is, you know, the best we have, and it's better than any time in history, I think.
Totally. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's so true that, you know, that we are just adapting. And while it's so much, you know, it's great to be in the flesh with people, and you know, we will get to do that again more, but just, it's also just to, in, because it is such a niche, right? Like real estate is, you know, as much as we love it, it's still something that not everybody is like that excited about. So to find those people, they're all spread out around the country, and to be able to, like, you know, have one-on-ones in a digital way just can really help figure out, you know, who are your people that you want to keep connecting with and vibing with. And I mean, I totally agree that like finding good operators and deals is like, it depends on networking. I mean, it's just like, you got to meet the person and see what it is that they're doing with their underwriting, how it is that they are operating as a firm, and see if you vibe with them, see what they're going to be willing to share with you about their whole business process, et cetera. And it's just like, that is the lifeblood of actually finding deals, is networking. And it's not something that, you know, it's time consuming, right? I mean, even though we get to do it digitally, it's still time consuming.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, no, it is. And if you don't love doing it, then it's a job, it's a chore. I mean, I love doing it. It's all I do.
Exactly.
I think someone asked me how many conferences I went to in this year. I think it's 9, and that's just quick. I'm sure I missed some here or there, but 9. Most of them have been in person. Some have been virtual, but I love it because I really just love meeting a person and getting to know them more beyond just their website or their business or their social media, especially social media, because it's very misleading. And when you meet a person in person and you can hug them and see their smile for real, I think you just can't replace that.
Totally. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. And yeah, 9 conferences, girl, that is a lot of conferences for sure. That's awesome. And you're a badass. And I definitely like conferences too, but I don't think I like them quite as much as you. I do really like one-on-one, like with Zoom, you know, for me being able to do this daily podcast, I get to meet a lot of people, and it really helps me with the networking and with understanding operators and who's out there and et cetera. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I didn't love the conference thing, I wouldn't do it as much. But it's also every conference I've been to, if I went back and tracked everything, I've either met an investor or a partner at the conferences. Like there's always something besides all the learning I get to do, because I attend conferences that I'm interested in the subject. And I've actually started branching out. Instead of just real estate specific, I'm finding investing conferences. And I just went to the Contrarian Uncon, which is Cody Sanchez's contrarian thinker. She has a newsletter, but she's all about real estate for sure, but buying small businesses that cash flow. So at the end of the day, it's all about cash flow, right? So I figured anything periphery to real estate that's investing, my people will be there also. So now I'm branching out. I did the New Orleans Investment Conference, and that was more oil, gas, gold, silver. So not only am I becoming a better, well-rounded investor, but I'm meeting people who may, like I met a guy who's heavy in uranium, and he wants to start taking some of his wins because he's made a lot of money in uranium and he wants to put it in real estate. He's like, but I don't know the first place to begin. I'm like, well, buddy, I don't know anything about uranium, but I know a lot about real estate and we should talk. So it's awesome.
Totally. No, it does make a lot of sense, like to not just go to the real estate conferences. I mean, it's great to go to real estate conferences and network with other real estate people. But like for me too, yeah, I went to the FinCon conference and it was like, oh, wow, everyone here is interested in what I'm interested in, but they're not real estate syndication experts. And actually I have a lot of value to share with them and vice versa. So yeah.
Yeah, it's perfect. Cause even us, I mean, I'm not just there doing work, right? I'm there to build my portfolio, build my passive income and bring my investors along with me with whatever knowledge I learn and the connections that I make when I'm going to these things.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Melanie, for talking about networking and why it's so important and you know, your particular spin on it. Really awesome stuff. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah, the website is probably the best place to start to learn a bit about me is freestylecapitalgroup.com or just the email would be melanie@freestylecapitalgroup.com. And then all the socials, if you try hard enough, you'll find me for sure.
Awesome. Well, I hope you all reach out to Melanie and connect with her. She's totally awesome and will teach you a lot of about real estate investing or whatever else you want to talk about. So thanks, Melanie. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.